Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Vav, Masechet Pesachim, and we're going to begin on Daf Lamed Hey on the base, seven lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Yochel Yoytzi Adam Yidei Chavasa B'Tevel Shloi Niskan. We would think that a person could use for the grain, for the flour, for matzah, tevel, which is produce, for which the trumas and maizes have not been removed. Ask the Gemara, call tevel nami hol niskan. The definition of tevel is that it hasn't been properly tithed. What pshat hol shloi niskan? But tevel shloi niskan called tzarchay. What the Gemara means is that even if it was partially taken care of, but not completely. What does it mean? Shnitl mena truma gedayla. For example, the truma gedayla was removed. V'loinitl mena truma smaisa. But the truma smaisa, that the levy has to give 10% of the maiserishin that he receives. Maiserishin, or maiserishin was removed, v'loin maisersheni. But fila maiser oni menayin, or in the third year, in the sixth year, where maiser sheni is not given, but maiser oni is given. How do I know if everything was done, just this wasn't? How do we know that you're not allowed to use that terrain for matzah? Tamalayim le'sochel of chametz. Misha sur mishum ba'toichel of chametz. Only something that it's also to eat it, eaten because it's chametz, that may not be used. Yotzu comes to exclude tevel she'en esur mishum ba'toichel chametz, that the problem with it is not that it's chametz, el mishum ba'toichel tevel, the problem with it is that it's tevel. So before we continue the Gemara, the Mefarshim ask, we know that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. A mitzvah that's done through an aveira is asur. So they ask, why do we need a special limud to teach us that tevel can't be used for matzah? It would be a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. So the number of terutzim are given. One terutz that's given is that mitzvah baba avera is only midrabbanan. And here, we're speaking about it not being used midaraisa. Another teretz is that tevel is not considered a mitzvah baba avera because it could really be fixed. You could fix the tevel. When do we say mitzvah baba avera is not acceptable? It's an avera that can't be corrected. This is a correctable avera. Another teretz that I saw is that mitzvah baba avera is only regarding kabonis. Here we're not talking about a carbon. Another teretz that Ritva gives is that mitzvah baba avera is only where you can't do the mitzvah unless you did the avera first. The avera is what causes you the ability to do a mitzvah. For example, you stole something. If you hadn't stolen the lulav, you wouldn't have a lulav to do the mitzvah. Here, the tevel and the matzah are not necessarily connected. The Shaks Aryeh says that if the only issue would be a mitzvah baba avera, that wouldn't be an issue because we would say essay doicha loisa say the essay of doing, of eating matzahs would be doicha the loisa say of tevel. That's why the Gemara had to look for a new limud and not rely on mitzvah ba'aveira. The Malai HaRoyim asks a question. He says the Gemara Masech the Temura says kol milsa da omer rachman aloi savid I ovid loy mahani. Anything that the Torah told us you're not allowed to do, if you do it, it's not considered acceptable. So the Torah told us not to eat tevel. So that should be the reason why you're not allowed to use tevel for matzah. So he answers that kol milsa da'ov rachmona yisav loy mahani is only regarding karbonis. And again, here, we're not speaking about a carbon. Ask the Gemara. So we're saying that the tevel cannot be an issue, if you can't use tevel, because of this issa. And there's no other issa of chametz. Ask the Gemara v'sur the chametz lahechen azla. What happens to this chametz? It's chametz. Answers the Gemara. Amar of Sheshes, Hamani of Shimon he. Damar ain issa chalal issa. Something that has one issa, another issa can't affect it. So that's why if it's already osur because it's tevel, it can't be chametz. The Tanya of Shimon Omer. Ha'oichel nevel b'yom kippurim. If somebody eats a nevel on Yom Kippur, potter. Are you not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur? Because since prior to Yom Kippur, this was already Osir, because it's a nevela, so the Issa Yom Kippur cannot affect it. Ask Taisvis, that's okay if you have a nevela. So it's before Yom Kippur, it's already a nevela, so the Issa Yom Kippur, the Issa to eat in Yom Kippur, cannot affect this nevela. But what happens if something becomes an avail on Yom Kippur? The animal dies on Yom Kippur. So it's an avail on Yom Kippur at the same time. So there, the Issa Yom Kippur should be effective on this piece of meat. So Tosfos answers, besides that there's an Issa Nevela, there's another Issa. There's an Issa of Eina Zavuach. You're not allowed to eat any animal that wasn't properly slaughtered. That exists before Yom Kippur. That's why the Issa Yom Kippur can't be chal. So according to the Gemara at this point, the only man, the Amad, that will have a problem of Tevel, not being also Chametz, is Rav Shimon, because he holds Eina Sechal Elissa. What about the Rabbanim that hold Eina Sechal Elissa? The Issachal Elissa, I'm sorry, that one Issa could be Chal another Issa. According to them, it could be Tevel and Chametz also. Ravina Amafil Tem Rabbanim. Even according to Rabbanon, the Issa of Chametz cannot be effective on something that's Tevel. Why? Mishi Yisur Mishum Ba'al Toichel Chametz Bilvad. The only time something is usher because it's chametz, if the only isser applied to it is chametz. Yotzeh, that includes this situation, she'en esur mishum ba'al toich chametz bovad, which is not only usher because of chametz, el af mishum ba'al toich tevel, it's also usher because of tevel. Ask the Gemara, midi bovad ksif. The pasuk doesn't say that the only thing that can be wrong with something to be usher because of chametz is that the only problem is that it should have chametz. The pasuk says that anything is unacceptable. Al Machfata says the Gemara could Rav Sheshes. According to Rav Shimon, who says Ein Issachal al Isser, Tevel cannot have an Issa Chametz. According to the Rabbanon, it could have an Issa Chametz. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Yochel Yoytzi Adim Dei Chavos Le Maisa Sheni Bushlein. We would think that you could use Maisa Sheni to beat the flour to be used to bake the matzah. We know the Maaseh Sheni is that in the first and second and the fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, people had to take off Maaseh Sheni and take that produce up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. So I would think that you could use that for the grain of the matzah. Tam Aloimer, Lechem Oini. The pasuk describing matzah says Lechem Oini. Mi Shenechel Baninus. Only something that can be eaten when somebody's an oinin. Somebody's an oinin, rachmal and tzlan, if he loses one of his close relatives until the burial. Yotzezesh and a nechel baninus. The Torah uses the language oini, which means aninus, and since maisa sheni may not be eaten baninus, as we learned the other day, the pasuk says, lo yachalti ba'oini mimenu, the person has to say that he didn't eat maisa when he was baninus, ela b'simcha. Maaseh Sheni can only be eaten b'simcha. That's why it's disqualified to be used as the flour for matzah. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer, matzis ratzei sribo. Since the Torah uses the word matzis many times, it comes to teach us that even flour made out of Maaseh Sheni can be used to bake matzah. Ask the Gemara, imke matam aloy melachel oini. According to Rabbi Kiva, what will he use the word lechem oini for? It comes to exclude a dough that was made with oil or flour or honey or wine, that can't be used for the matzah. My time the Bekiva, why not? Says the Gemara, Miksiv lechem oini. It doesn't say oini, that I should explain it to mean aninus. Oniksiv. It says poor. So from here I see it has to be poor man's bread. And bread made with these beverages is not poor man's bread. So Rashi explains that, Rashi, as we explained yesterday, that when you make bread with these beverages, although the Gemara said yesterday, ein machmitzim, it doesn't become chametz gomer, it becomes chametz knoiksha. So now the question is, if these breads, these beverages, can't make flour into chametz, so why do I need a special limud to exclude it because it's not lechem oini? We already learned yesterday that anything that can't be chametz can't be used to make matzah. So why do I need a special limud? So the Ramban says that our Gemara is speaking that with the beverages there were water. And we explained yesterday that according to Rashi, even with a drop of water, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, with a lot of water, they are machmitz. So the reason they would be that they're excluded is because they're not going to be chametz. Because with water they will be chametz. What is the reason they're excluded? Because they're not lechem ani, they're not poor man's bread. It's interesting. The Rambam differentiates between different beverages. He says that these three beverages that the Gemara mentions, yayin, shem, and dvash, they have the problem of lechem oini, they're not poor man's bread. What about different beverages? They have the problem of mei peiros that we discussed yesterday, but they will not have a problem of lechem oni. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't differentiate. They put all beverages into the same category and say that any matzah made with any of these beverages will not be lechem oni, will be called matzah ashira, which we'll speak about a little more in a moment. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, hi the karina bei oini, this that the pasuk says oini. So the way Tosfos explains the Gemara's question is like this. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that oini, we mean aninus, because we follow the kri, we follow the way we pronounce the word, and it's pronounced oini. Rabbi Kiva doesn't go by the pronunciation, he goes by the spelling. And the spelling is oni. Now ask the Gemara, what will Rabbi Kiva do with the spelling, with the pronunciation? Rabbi Kiva, hi the karina bei oini, this that we pronounce it, what do I do with the pronunciation? To the Shmuel, to teaches us Shmuel's limit. Dama Shmuel, lechem oini. Why is the matzah called lechem oini? Lechem she'onim lov dvarim habe. It's the bread that a lot of things are set over, because when you eat the matzah, you have to say the Haggadah. So first, Tosfos Masechta Sanhedrin, and this is the way Rechasam Soif explains it, seems to have a difficulty. We know throughout Shas, there's a machlokes. Do we say yesh ein l'mesiris? Do we follow the spelling? Or yesh ein l'mikra? Do we follow the pronunciation? Here the Gemara seems to be looking how Rabbi Kiva is going to explain the pronunciation and how he's going to explain the spelling. Why is he looking for both? So Tosfos says that the only time we can't learn both the Kri and the Ksiv is when they contradict each other. But if I can learn something from the Kri and I can learn something from the Ksiv that doesn't contradict each other, so I'll learn both. And here I'm able to do that. The spelling, I'll teach it for lechem oni, that has to be poor man's bread, and the pronunciation I'll use to teach me lechem she'onim lov dvarim harbe. And the Chasam Sofer says, so if I'm learning according to Rabbi Kiva the pronunciation, so why doesn't he learn it like Rabbi Yosef Aglili and say that the pronunciation comes to teach me that it excludes aninus, it excludes ma'aseh she'ni? So the Chasam Sofer says, given the option of using it to teach me she'onim lov dvarim harbe, or to teach me aninus, I'd rather use it for an oinel of dvarim harbe. Because aninus, I need to switch the ayin to an aleph. For oinel of dvarim harbe, I don't have to switch the ayin for aleph. So I'd rather keep it closer to the way it's written. Why does Rabbi Yosef Aglili agree? Because he says that I already know oinel of dvarim harbe. Because the pasuk already says, v'gadatem levenecha. So I already know you have to oinel of dvarim harbe. That's why he prefers to use it for aninus. And here we see that you're supposed to have the matzah on the table when you say the Haggadah. In fact, the Paiskim say that not only the three matzahs that you have in the Kaira should be on the table when you say the Haggadah, but all the matzahs that you're going to use, usually the three matzahs in the Kaira are not enough for matzahs. So you have a whole family and guests sitting at the table. All the matzahs that you're going to use for the Haggadah, for the Seder, should be on the table. This is interesting. We look in Rashi. Rashi says, "Shanul of dvarim harbe, shagoyim ramalav asahalal." Very interesting. Rashi, the Gemara says, "Shanul malav dvarim harbe," means that you say the Haggadah. Rashi says that you finish the halal, which seems to be that according to Rashi, you should have the matzahs on the table not only till Shulchan Aruch, but you should even have it on by halal, which is after Shulchan Aruch, which many people don't have. The Mefarshim want to say, "What's pshat in Rashi?" We know the matzah should be eaten before chatzos. But there's a shaila when we say the matzah should be eaten before chatzos. Is that only the mitzi matzah, or is that the whole seder? So they want to say what Rashi means is that the whole seder should be done before chatzos, and goyim lof as a halal, that the halal should be finished before the time that you're not allowed to eat matzah anymore, which means by chatzos. It would be a riot that you have to finish the whole seder before chatzos. The Mefarshim discuss this concept of oinon lof dvarim harbe. I saw a beautiful word. You know, Hashem listens to us in three different ways. Sometimes Hashem listens to us after we have a problem. Sometimes Hashem listens to us during our problem. And sometimes Hashem listens to us before we even have a problem. All three of those things happened in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to us in Mitzrayim. V'yonchu b'nei Yisrael min avoidah. They screamed out from the avoidah. That was after the Tzaras. He listened to us when we were going out of Mitzrayim during the Tzaras. And by Kriyas Yosef, he listened to us. He said, Ma titzikalai, don't daven, just go in. Matzah represents all three of those nisim. She'onen lov dvarim habe, it represents all the different ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us. And that's why we have three matzahs, to represent the three different ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us. The Chasam Sofer explains, she'onen lov dvarim habe, the matzah, if somebody eats matzah with the right kavana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens, onen malov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to atfilas. Why? Because matzah is represented as the food of amunah. A person who has true amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to his tefillos. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says a very nice pshat. He says a piece of bread has in it the four basic elements that there are in the world. It has fire, because you need an oven to bake the bread. It has flour, which represents the earth. Flour comes from the earth. It has water to make bread. And it has wind, ruach, it has air, because that's how it rises. Matzah has fire, you bake the matzah. It has earth, because it has flour. It has water, because you add the water to make the matzah. But what is it missing? It's missing ruach, because it doesn't rise. Einan olav dvarim habe, you should talk, and your ruach will be mashlim, will complement what it's missing. Ask the Gemara, does Rabbi Akiva hold that a flour that's made with these beverages may not be used? You're not allowed to make dough on Pesach with these beverages. Vimlosh, if you did, you have to burn it. Why? Because these beverages are very quickly able to make the dough chametz, and that's why you should burn it. Rashi says, don't burn it on Yontif. Burn at Cholamoid. Ask the Tzlach, why is the halacha that we learned earlier on the Masechta that if you find chametz in Pesach, you don't burn it? Because halacha is because with the rice it's not your chametz, you did bittel. But this chametz I didn't do bittel on. This chametz became chametz on Yontif. So if it became chametz on Yontif, I shouldn't have to burn it immediately. Why does Rashi say I should burn it only during Cholamoid? So a few truths are given. One teretz is, like we learned before, that no water was added to this beverage. Since no water was added to this beverage, it's not chametz gomer, it's only chametz noiksha. Chametz noiksha you don't have to immediately burn. Another pshat is that according to Rabbi Akiva, or according to Gamliel, tashbisu doesn't mean with fire. You could dispose of it in any way. Since you could dispose of it in any way, you have no right to make a fire on Yontif. A third pshat is Rabbi Gamliel doesn't mean that it's for sure chametz. It's very possible to become chametz, but since it's not for sure chametz, I have no right to burn it on Yontif. The chametz, yoichel. The chametz say you may eat it. This machlek is how to learn pshat in the chametz. Do the chametz mean that l'chatchila you could do it, or means if you did it, you may eat it? V'amar b'kiva, shafti ha'itzel etzel Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua. I was during the Yontif Pesach by Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua. V'lashti lam isa b'yayin shem and dvash. I prepared this dough with these beverages. V'loy amr l'idovel. And they didn't have any complaint. So I see that they hold you're allowed to do this. Vabish ein loshin, even if you're not allowed to make the dough with these beverages, mekatzimba, we could smear the top of the matzah with these beverages. Says the Gemara, osnul tanakama. It's going according to tanakama, that the tanakama, either through Gamliel or some rishonim say that ein loshin is a separate tana, says that you may not use it. Even though you may not use it to make the dough, you could smear on top of it. V'chamayimim, they don't make this distinction. Whatever may be used to make the matzah could be used to shmir. Whatever can't be used to knead, you can't shmir it. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to make the dough with hot water, because hot water accelerates the chimitz process. How hot is the hottest that the water may be? So Shulchan Aruch says, as hot as the degree of saliva. But here we see, the Rebbe Akiva says, that you're allowed to use matzah that's made with these beverages. Before we said lechem oni, that you're not allowed to. Answers the Gemara, like Kasha. Hobby onto Rishin, hobby onto Sheni. It's a difference between the first day of Pesach, where you have to use Lachem Ani, and the rest of Yontif. K'ra'amar lo Rabbi Shul ibnei, like Rabbi Shul told his son, Yoy mekana loy to lushli b'chalba. The first day, don't make me matzah with milk. V'kam ve'elech lushli b'chalba, afterwards you may use milk. What does the first day mean? So the three pshatim. One pshat means that the first kezayis that you eat moitzi matzah can't be matzah shira. Another pshat is that all the matzah used by the seder can't be matzah shira, but the matzah that you eat by the day of the first day by the suda may be matzah shira. The Brisker Rav says that it can't be matzah shira during the whole first day, even when it's not during the seder. The Torah is telling us that the first day yontif it has to be lachem ani, poor man's bread, even if it's not during the seder. Now he said that you used milk to make the matzah. Ask the Gemara Tanya, Ein Loshin as Issa B'cholov. You're not allowed to make a dough with milk. We learned this last week in Daf Lamed. Vim Losh, Kalapasa Sura, Neher Galaveira. You're not allowed to have milk of bread because you may come to eat it with fleishik. El Hochikama. So it must be this what he said. Yoy Mekam Loi Tulushli B'dufsha. Don't make the bread with honey. Mekam V'eilach Lushli B'dufsha. You could use honey because it's not the first day. There's no requirement for lechem honey. V'ibay Seim Loilim B'chalb. It meant milk. Milk, we said you can't make milk gematzi, you can't make milk bread. K'ram ravina, k'ain tura shari. If it looks like a tura, like the eye of an axe, it's muta. Hachinami k'ain tura, it was the eye of an axe. What is the heter of an eye of an axe? So Rashi says the eye of an axe means it's a small amount of bread. So since it's a small amount of bread, we're not concerned that you're going to have left over, that I bake the bread to eat with a milk gemil, and then I'm going to have left over and eat it with a flesh gemil. What is the amount of a small amount? So the Shulchan Aruch says a small amount is the amount that's used in one meal. The Ramah says a small amount means the amount that's used in one day. But the Paiskim, that's one pshat in Kain Torah. Another pshat in Kain Torah is that it has a different shape than regular bread. So since it has a different shape, people will realize that this is not your regular bread, and they'll come to question, oh, it's milchigs, it's fleishigs, and you won't eat it. But the Paiskim say that even when you have the heter of a small bread or a different shaped bread, doesn't mean that you're allowed to bake a big dough in the oven and then cut it into smaller pieces or then change the shape. Once you bake the big bread and it's milchig, you have a problem. What it means is that when you bake it, it has to have a different shape or it has to be small, and that's when it's allowed to be milchigs or fleishigs. We learned in the Gemara, v'shavin shein lashin as isha v'poshin. Now that I use hot water to make matzah. Ask the Gemara, Maishtam Menachas. Why is different than we learned by the Menachas? The Tanan, the Mishnah says in Masechta Menachas, Kol HaMenachas Menloishis B'Poshrim, they were allowed to make the matzah that was brought to the mincha, the flour, can be used hot water. U'misham Mishloyech Mitzah, and just make sure that it doesn't become chametz. Answers the Gemara, Im Amrubi's reason, who makes the Karmel Mincha? A Kohen. Kohanim are known to be Zrizin. They're careful. Yoyma She'Be'en Zrizin. I'm going to say this, but regular people, everybody makes matzah, and they're not necessarily careful to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi milsus nami losus. You should be allowed to soak the flour to give you a nice white dough. Even by the mincha, Alama Amrab Zera Amrab Yimya Amishmul Chitin Shemanachos, the wheat that was used for the Karmel Mincha, ain't licensed, I saw, you're not allowed to soak. But if it's with Zrizin, what's the problem? Answers the Gemara, Lisha b'zrizin Isa. Who makes the Lisha? The Kohanim. They're careful not to let it become chametz. L'sisa leis b'zrizin. The soaking is not done by the Kohanim. Since it's not done by the Kohanim, we are concerned that they will not be careful that it shouldn't become chametz. Ask the Gemara, V'lisha me'isa b'zrizin. Must the preparation of the dough be done with zrizin but Kohanim? V'kseh v'yotzik alei shemen v'viyah ala koyin. This is a pasuk regarding the mincha, and Rashi describes the whole process. The first they brought the flour, and then they brought they made it into crumbs. They baked it, and then they made it into crumbs. And the pasuk says only when you pour on the oil, that should still be done with Yisrael. It's only mikemitzah ve'elech, only when the kohen takes off a fistful mitzvah kahuna. Limit, it comes to teach us ayitziko belila, that the pouring the oil and the mishing it shikshar b'kol adam. So now we're back to where we started. If everybody could do it, so it's not zrizim, why are we not concerned that it's going to become chametz? Answers the Gemara, Lisha Ney, there was a reason later. Enochanami, yes, Kohanim don't have to do the Lisha. But the Mokum's reason is so. It has to be done in the Azara. Domamar, as the Gemara says in Masechta Menachos, Belilas Ksher B'Zor. The Kohen can prepare the carbon, the Kohen can prepare the carbon Mincha. However, Chutz L'Zor, Chaim T'Azara, but if it's done outside of the Azara, Psula. Why is it not allowed to be done outside the Azara? Because it was done in the Klisharis, and the Klisharis are only allowed into the Azara. Lefukilasisa, the soaking part, the Einab's reason. Number one, it's not necessarily done by Kahanim. And furthermore, for Levi Makom's reason, it's not necessarily done in the Azara. That's why I'm concerned that people won't be careful that it shouldn't become Chametz. Ask the Gemara, Umayishnam Minchas Oimer. Why is every mincha different from the Minchas Oimer? The Tanya that the Brisa says, Minchas Oimer, licenses Noisai. They were allowed to soak the Minchas Oimer with Soiver Noisai, and then they pile it up. Answers the Gemara, Tzibur Shani. Who brings the Minchas Oimer? The Tzibur. A carbon Tzibur will be watched better than a private person's carbon mincha. Tan Rabban, Yochel Yoitzi Adam Yidei Chavasim B'Kurim. I would think that Yigum Kayim Mitzvah matzah would be kurim that's brought. Tamaloimer, b'chol mash v'seichem toich l'matzis. Matzah hanachelos b'chol mash v'seichem. Matzah that can be eaten anywhere is kosher matzah. Yotz b'kurim sh'enim nechol b'chol mash v'seichem. It comes to exclude b'kurim that can't be eaten everywhere. Ela b'Yerushalayim. Diver Rabbi Yosei Gleivin. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, matzah morah. The Torah compares matzah morah. Ma morah sh'enim b'kurim. Moro can't be brought from Bikurim. Af matzah shen Bikurim. Matzah can't be brought from Bikurim. Ask the Gemara, how can you compare the two? Imam Morosh ain't b'mina Bikurim. You know why you can't use Bikurim for Moro? Because what is brought for Bikurim? The Shivas Haminim. None of the Shivas Haminim are items that are suitable for Moro. Imam Morosh ain't b'mina Bikurim. Af matzah shen b'mina Bikurim. Should I say the same thing by matzah? That some of the minim are qualified for Bikurim. So before we go further, Tosfos asks that there is one of the minim that's brought for Bikurim that could be used for Moro. An Aleph. Because the past, we know Rashi says in Parshas Noach, Yehi mezonoisai merurim kezayis. Matzis. Matzah hanachelos b'chomash v'seichem. Outside, if you don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim, the halacha is that you could take it and be paid it in Yerushalayim, in wherever you live. So that's why we'll say the matzah may be eaten outside Yerushalayim, because it's not a problem with Komash V'Seichem. So the Maram Chalva answers a beautiful teretz. He answers that what does that mean? What that means is that you're transferring the kedusha of the food, of the produce, onto the money. So it's not that you're eating Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim. It's not Maisa Sheni. And that's why it's permitted. And that's why you don't have a raya that Maisa Sheni can be eaten outside Yerushalayim until you have Rebbe Lezer's fart. Now the Tzlach asks another question. Who says the Bikurim can be eaten outside Yerushalayim? What is Bikurim? Bikurim is a form of Hegdish. I go and I designate this food that it should be Hegdish, right? So ask the Tzlach, I can always be Shoyl on my nether. I can have it annulled. So then I'll be able to take the Bikurim outside Yerushalayim. So the Tzlach answers that once the Bikurim is given to the Kohen, you can no longer be Shoyl. You can no longer have it go back. Continues the Gemara. Man Shamatle, now we're going to come to the punchline to prove that Rabbi Kiva changed his limud, how he knows the Bikurim may not be used for matzah. Man Shamatle, the Omer B'Maisa Sheni Nafik Bey. Who's the Tana that we began, that we said at the beginning of the Shir, you may use Maisa Sheni Rabbi Kiva? And where's Rabbi Kiva saying that you can't use Bikurim? Become Matlin Bikurim, become Mash V'Seichem, from the word become Mash V'Seichem. Shmamina Hadabay, that Rabbi Kiva went back, and he explains that the reason you can't use Bikurim is because of Kom Mash V'Seichem. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Glili, typically Melechem Oini, why doesn't Rabbi Yosef Glili learn that you can't use Maisa Sheni, Misha Nechuba Oini, Yotzezesh and Nechal Basimcha? So ask the Gemara, how did Rabbi Yosef Glili know that you can't use Bikurim? Because the Gemara said at the bottom of Amud Aleph, because the Pasuk says, Bekal Mesh V'Seichem.
Ask the Gemara, what I need to call Moshe Seichem? Rabbi Yosef Glili said at the beginning of the shir that why you're not allowed to use Maisa Shaini? Because you have to have something that's only eaten b'simcha, not b'aninus. Bikurim has the same requirement. So that should be the reason why you're not allowed to use Bikurim. Not because I knew limit of a komash v'seichem. And says the Gemara, sov like Rav Shimon. Rav Yosef Glili holds like Rav Shimon that Bikurim does not have a problem of aninus. The Tanya, Bikurim is surim lo'inim. Bikurim may not be eaten by an oinim. That's what the Tanya Kama holds. Rav Shimon matter. Rav Shimon says a may. My time of the Rabbanon. What's the reason of the Rabbanon? The Ksiv, Lesucha Lechel Bisharecha. This is a pasuk by Bikurim. And the pasuk says, Vomamar, Chumas Yotcha Eile Bikurim, the Iskish Bikurim Lemaisa. According to Tanakama, Bikurim and Maisa have the same din. Ma Maisa Osul Oinim, just like Oinim may not eat Maisa, Af Bikurim Osul Oinim. That's the Tanakama. However, of Shimon, Truma Kurin Rechmana. The Torah calls Bikurim Truma to teach us Ma Truma Materis L'Oinim. Maisa may not be eaten by an Oinim. Truma may be eaten by Oinim. Af Bikurim Materim L'Oinim. So that's why according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who holds like Rabbi Shimon, there is no problem of Aninus. So I can't learn the disqualification of Bikurim from Lechem Oini. I have to have a new limit of Bikomash V'Seichem. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Shimon. Ne the Hekish Leslei. He doesn't hold that the Torah compares Bikurim to Maisa. But still, it should be usur to eat Bikurim when you're Baninis. Simcha miyim michtek sibuhu. The Torah uses explicitly the word Simcha when talking about Bikurim. The Ksiv, the Samachta b'chol atayv. So that should be a makar why Bikurim should not be eaten Baninis. Answers the Gemara, Hahu Uzman Simcha Asa. That pasuk is teaching us something else. That pasuk is teaching us when you bring Bikurim, the Tanan. The Mishnah says in Masechta Bikurim, before Shavuos, the Bikurim can't be brought. Why can't Bikurim be brought before Shavuos? Because first you have to bring the Karban Shtei Lechem, which was brought on Shavuos. Prior to that, Bikurim can't be brought. Metzeres V'Chag, if somebody brings Bikurim from Shavuos to Sukkos, Mev Vikoyrin. He brings the Bikurim and he also reads the parashas of Bikurim. Why? Because that's the Zman Simcha. People were generally in a good mood from Shavuos to Sukkos, because that's the Zman Lakita, when they gathered in all of their produce, they had a successful year, and there was Simcha. Michag v'at Chanukah, from Sukkos to Chanukah, maybe you can still bring the Bikurim, v'ein ukayri, you can no longer say the parasha. Why? It's no longer the Zman Simcha. It's after the Zman Lakita. After Chanukah, you can't even bring the Bikurim. Why? Because the pasuk says, Artzucha, that when could you bring Bikurim? When there's tefuah on the ground. After Chanukah, there's no tefuah on the ground for the animals, so you can't bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So he's saying that the pasuk is teaching us when you bring the Bikurim, it has nothing to do that Oinin may not bring Bikurim. Tana Bonan, Lechem Oini, Prat Lecholot, that you're not allowed to use for matzah cholot. Cholot means that a few pshatim, some say that the flour was boiled to make it cleaner, or that it's fried, or lashisha. Ashisha means a very big matzah. Yochel lo yetzi odim de chavosa el pasadra. I would think that the only thing that's kosher for matzah is whole wheat. Tamaloyma matzah sriba, vafil kamatzah shloima. Even like the great matzah that Shlomo used, he obviously used white flour, may be used for the matzah. Im kei matam alechem oini, prat l'cholot l'ashisha. This matzah that's cholot, and the shisha may not be used. On my mashm d'hai l'ashisha, lishn d'chshivusa. How do we know that shisha means something big, significant? The ksiv, the pasuk says in Shmuel, when David HaMelech brought the aron to Yerushalayim, v'cholok l'cholam, l'chol haman Yisrael, l'me'ish v'ad isha, L'ish chalas lechem achad v'ashper echad v'shisha achas. V'am Rav Chanan bar Abba, ashper, what does an ashper mean? Echad m'shisha v'par. A sixth of a par. A shisha is echad m'shisha v'afa, a large piece of challah, a large loaf of bread. Upligi b'shmul, this is in disagreement with Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Om Shmuel, what does shisha mean? Garba d'chamra, a barrel of wine, d'ksiv, v'ove ashisha anovim, people who like the wine. So from here we see that you're allowed to use whole wheat or you're allowed to use regular wheat. What is better? Which flour is better to be used? So I saw a tshuva say if it's Shalosh Tshuvos Nechmas Yosef, that it's better to use whole wheat. He explains the following. He says the matzah that we eat represents two things. It represents when Klal Yisrael ran out of Mitzrayim, and also represents that the food they ate when they were in Mitzrayim. Now the food that's eaten in Mitzrayim was the food of Avodim. They don't get white wheat, they get whole wheat. The food that they ate when they left Mitzrayim, they were Bnei Chayrim, they ate white wheat. So it really would depend what the matzah represents. But he says, certainly if we're representing what we ate in Mitzrayim, we should eat whole wheat. But even if it's representing what we left Mitzrayim, we should eat whole wheat, because he says that's pshat in the whole lachma anya. We have matzah made out of whole wheat. We start whole lachma anya da chalav asana barad Mitzrayim. This is what we ate in Mitzrayim. We ate whole wheat bread. Now you'll tell me, but it also could represent what we ate when we left Mitzrayim, which wasn't whole wheat. We say kol dichven yes v'yechol. When you invite a poor person to your home, you want him not to feel that you bothered for him. So you give him whole wheat. He wasn't such a tircha. So we're saying kol dichven yes v'yechol. We're inviting poor people. We don't want the poor people to feel bad. So we tell him, don't worry, the matzah wasn't such a big tircha because we used whole wheat. So according to him, there's a mila to use whole wheat matzahs.